pour yourself a cup of coffee. It's the Sunny Side Up Show with Edgar and Philip.
Winter is here. Winter has come.
Yes.
Game of Thrones fans, we're in it. Winter's here.
That's what George R. R. Martin said, right? Winter is here.
Yes. No, he said winter is coming. But winter is here. And yes, so let's... we did this episode. We did a version of this episode a couple months back. We did The Fall is Here and the things we love about fall, the things we dislike about fall. And that's what we're doing here. This is our winter episode, starting off the season with what we like, what we dislike about winter.
Yes.
So let's just get started. I wrote down a bunch of different stuff. I didn't really write down numbers or a list or anything. It's just random stuff. And it can just sort of be a general conversation. We can get this month started with this, and then we'll get into all the holiday stuff in the upcoming weeks.
Right.
But for now, we'll just do sort of general stuff. And we hope that you had a great Thanksgiving, because this is after, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're like, what?
I'm like, wait, what? What are we doing?
Yes. So we hope you had a great Thanksgiving. So let's get into it.
Yes. Let's talk about winter. All of the pros and cons, the ups and downs.
So when you, well, actually, first question, when you think, do you even like winter? Are you a winter person?
It's a love-hate thing.
Love-hate. Because we live in Texas.
And that's the issue. So because we live in Texas, our winter is not really winter. It's kind of like a mixture of fall and winter.
Yes. The coldest it gets here for us is like every once in a while we'll get into the 30s.
Exactly.
But we won't. We will rarely go under.
Like yes.
Maybe we'll go into the 20s once.
And then, but like, here's the thing. It'll be 20 degrees for like a week, and then it'll shoot back up to 70 for like 3 days. And you're like, why?
Yes.
It's very confusing.
When you have to wear layers in Texas, for sure.
Yeah. So, and the thing that drives me crazy about winters in Texas is that it gets very cold, to where we don't enjoy it, but it doesn't get cold enough to snow. So like, we don't get that winter wonderland feeling of winter. We just get this like cold, rainy weather.
Right.
And
it's miserable. Now, with that being said, it has snowed here before. It's just things have changed.
Once in 20 years, maybe twice in 20 years.
No, it used to snow yearly.
No.
Oh yeah.
When?
Years ago. Like, I would say probably when I was, you know, I'm almost 30 now.
Wow. So like 90s?
I would say like 90s to mid 2000s.
No, because I moved to Texas in the early 2000s, and they didn't snow. It sleeted one year, but it did not snow.
Oh, it snowed.
No.
Oh, it snowed. I think I have pictures of the last snowfall, and we can debate about this whenever, but I agree with you.
This whole episode is now a debate. No.
But I agree with you. It very rarely snows, but
It's not enough for us to enjoy.
Yes, but the last pictures I have of snowing here, my brother was probably, he's 17 now. He had to have been like almost like 12, 13 is the last picture. So it's been years. I'm talking like.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been
way too
almost
long.
10 years
yeah.
since we've had like consistent snow.
Right.
Now, when I say snow, I am not talking like not even an inch. I'm talking like very thin, like super thin.
And that's why
it does not snow here. Like,
stereotypical. I usually, for like folks who live in the north part of the U.S. that get real snow, that's why I say it's more like sleet for us.
Yes. Yes.
Like, it's just like a very thin layer, you know, just kind of peppered on top. But
yeah. But shout out to North Texas, which does get snow, by the way. Always gets forgotten.
Yeah.
Sorry, North Texas.
Yeah. Well, who lives up there?
Yeah, who lives up there? We've been up there. It is scary up there.
Yeah.
It's empty. I mostly agree with you, but I think I have more of a love for winter. And I think it's less about the weather, even though I do enjoy the cold weather and it's on my list,
right.
and more about what it means. And we'll get into that. But yeah, so I have some pros and cons. Let's go over some. Do you want to start off with the bad and then end on a positive?
Yes.
Let's do our cons first.
Yeah.
I think for me, obviously, this is something that starts in the fall, but really comes into play for us, at least in Texas. I know it's different in different regions of the country, but it gets too dark so early.
Yeah.
And I think here in Texas, around 5 to 6 p.m., it's already completely dark. And that's...
Daylight saving time is...
It's bad,
man. It's a foolish concept.
I do not like that. I do not like that here.
It makes no sense.
And it doesn't help that it's already cold outside, and it's just like, it just leads to bad stuff. And I don't like it. And also, like, I feel like I don't get to enjoy or have as much of a day as I do during the normal part of the year. You know what I mean? Like, your day's pretty much over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you get out of work and you're like, oh,
all right, I'm going to bed.
I guess I'm going to bed.
Yeah, like, I can't go do any activities of any sort.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I do agree. I was having the conversation when it switched over recently to daylight savings. I was just like, why do we do this? Like, what's the real beneficial, like, benefit of it? And I think you were the one that was saying it was farming based.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's kind
of. It's for the farmers out there.
Yeah. Which, you know. I mean, now they're just big corporations.
And you know what's surprising is that I think a lot of farmers don't even need it anymore.
No.
Like, it's not a thing for them. Like,
I mean, technology is so advanced with farming that.
Right. It's not like they need that extra hour of sunlight to do their whatever. Yeah, that's interesting. How about you? What's a con?
My con is the holidays, but not the holidays specifically. More of the fact that, like, it becomes very stressful. You know, there's a lot more traveling involved. You're around more family members. Very
stressful, yes.
You know.
Good point.
And to me, I feel like for most of the year, everyone's kind of in a rhythm.
Right.
You know, especially for our age range of like 30-somethings with like neither one of us have kids.
Right.
So we don't – there's not a period of the year where there's no school. You know, where we have part of our life is our kids going to school and then not being in school. So for us, it's just kind of we work all year long.
Right.
But I kind of always feel like once the holidays happen, it just kind of becomes more chaotic.
Yes.
People are traveling and, you know, even like the work, your and work schedule changes a little bit more.
And I feel like it's chaotic all around because everyone's doing all sorts of stuff and it affects everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I'll get into some of that,
you know, and like the holidays, you know, you're going to have Black Friday and Christmas. Oh, yeah. And so the stores are chaotic and...
Well, and that's another aspect of winter I don't like is the like everything becomes so commercialized in a bad way.
But exactly.
Anyways. So speaking of that, one that I have here is driving in this weather.
Oh, boy.
So everything's already chaotic, but the weather is inclement. And here in Texas, we've talked about this before, it barely moist, like there's barely any moisture in the air. It barely rains.
It's like cold, yeah.
It's slightly cold. And nobody can drive anymore.
Yeah.
And it's just a madhouse out there. And you think I'm over-exaggerating, but I'm not. Like, it really is.
It's Austin, in particular, is one of those cities where it's like the moment the weather is not normal, it's like people forget everything they've ever learned about driving, and they just completely shut down.
And it's also like everyone some people become too overly cautious and some people become a little too reckless as they're trying to get home, and it's a bad mix.
Yeah.
Like, it just causes all sorts of mess. But also, it's like, I don't know, it's like it doesn't happen enough in Texas where we get used to it. Like, I feel like up north where people are winter drivers, they have a chance to ease into it and it becomes like a normal part of their lives. Where here, isn't like you said, it's so up and down, the weather's so up and down that we don't really have a time to prepare. And also, we're not equipped for it. Like, a little bit of snow, none of us have winter tires.
No.
Nobody has winter tires. So we're going to slip. Like, we are slipping out here. So I put, you know, driving in this
way. Yeah, the traffic plays into that chaos that I was talking about where it's just like, you know, so many different people going in so many different directions this time of the year. I think it's a good one.
What else you got?
Especially here in town.
Yeah.
That was really it outside of like the cold weather and just kind of the chaos. I mean, the rest for me is all pretty positive. You know, this is outside of the chaos of holidays. It's a pretty good time of the year.
Okay. Then I'll do two quick fast ones.
Okay.
It's really three things, but really it's two things. I put chap lips / dry skin.
Ooh, so, yeah.
Comes winter, your lips gonna get chapped. So get that chapstick
Definitely.
In your bag. And
moisturize.
Your skin will dry out. And that's, you know, I was telling somebody, like, one way I noticed that, like, winter is officially here is my calves start to get really itchy. So I have to moisturize them. It's really gross.
But, see, like, one of my downsides is that I have pretty dry skin to begin with.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't see that as a negative because it's for me all year round. Even when it's too hot outside, my skin gets really dry. So, okay, that's a good one, though.
Okay.
Nice little PSA.
My final one as the con, and I'll talk more about this later when we talk about pros and how we sort of combat this. But one thing I've experienced, and I'm sure you have, but I think a lot of people experience during the holidays, is this sense of melancholy that we get, this little bit of sadness. And part of it's due to the weather. Part of it's due to the a lack of sunlight. But also, like, you know, it's the end of the year, you're wrapping up, and you're sort of thinking about your year, and you're thinking about your friends and your family, and maybe, you know, the people you may have lost, and situations that happened. And it's just like this weird, sad feeling that I feel everyone gets around this time. Now you combat it with, you know, the holidays and the fun, but sometimes that stuff, like the holiday stuff, like you said, it's so stressful and blah, blah, blah. But say you're like a person who doesn't necessarily have like a family to go to, or your friends are out of town, or blah, blah, blah. And you sort of start to feel very, I don't know, not melancholy is the word I say.
Yeah.
Now it's not like necessarily super sad. Like, you're not sad. But you feel a way, you feel a certain way. So I thought to mention that because I definitely think that's what a lot of people feel. Yeah.
I was actually, one of the things I was trying to look up while you were talking was foods that I love that are no longer in season.
Oh, that's interesting too.
But I don't see many.
A lot of fruits, like a lot of.
Yeah. A lot of like citrusy fruits and stuff.
So with the cons out of the way, let's talk about some pros. So what's awesome about the winter? What do we like?
Yes.
And for me, I've already said it, but I enjoy colder weather. I enjoy cooler weather. And it's also an excuse to, we talked about this, but it's an excuse to dress up. It's an excuse to wear jackets. And
be very stylized.
And come winter, it's an excuse to wear Christmas sweaters.
Ooh, you're a Christmas sweater guy.
I am, but if I'm being honest, I'm slowly moving away from it. And I've definitely noticed that this year. I don't know. I feel like I did that and now I'm, now I'm done.
You reached that age.
I've reached that age.
Yeah,
for sure. And I never like went too heavy deep into it. Like, I didn't wear like the craziest sweaters. Like one of Edgar's famous Christmas, ugly Christmas sweaters is like, I had a shark with like Christmas lights on it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't necessarily go like hard into it. But I had a few, like, for sure. I definitely had some. And I don't know if that's just something that I'm going to keep doing.
A popular one that I've seen this year is the Wu-Tang.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas sweater. Yeah. It's very popular right now.
I like that one.
Yeah, I do like winter fashion. It gives you a chance to be very stylish. It's my goal. You know, look, I'm a big guy. And the less layers I have on, the more obvious it is. And I'm a big guy. And then I don't take care of myself physically, so, you know, it gives me a chance to put on sweaters and wear scarves and beanies.
Bundle up. Yeah. Like, you like bundling up.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, but great. Speaking of being a big guy, food.
Oh.
Come winter comes food. This is the time to eat. Food is everywhere.
Because you're hibernating.
You're hibernating. Staying
in from the cold.
You're making sugary, fatty foods. Yes. You're eating a lot of bread. People are baking things for you. If you work in an office, there's food everywhere. Yeah. If you go to the store, there's free samples. Like, there's food and chocolates and blah, blah, blah everywhere. And also, Thanksgiving is like almost like Thanksgiving had just happened, but you're about to have this like big Christmas meal. Right. Like, so it's like it's never ending. So you're already fat from Thanksgiving, but now you have all the winter stuff that you have to get through.
Yeah. My favorite food to go to, like, when it comes winter time, and I know it's not Pepperidge Farms, but there's the company that sets up in the mall, and they have like the cheese balls and like the sausage links and the crackers.
Yeah.
I love that place. Yeah. When I see those cheese balls come out, I'm like,
I want that.
My favorite time of the year is here.
That's so funny.
I get my cheese balls, my crackers, and you just make like the little like fancy Lunchable sandwiches.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite
things. All
that
stuff comes out.
And then, of course, like the gingerbread house.
Gingerbread houses, eggnog. I'm a big
hot
eggnog.
Chocolate.
Hot chocolate. It's that time.
Yes.
It's that time.
Yes. I associate one of my grandmothers is very big in baking during the holidays, and she makes some really fantastic things during the holidays.
I love it. What's your, in your, like, so Thanksgiving is the turkey, but for your family, what was your Christmas meal?
We were the family that falls under the belief that turkey for Thanksgiving, ham for Christmas.
Same.
So we'd usually do a big ham, and then, same, of course, a lot of the same fixings you'd get for,
yeah,
Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes.
For sure.
Green bean casseroles, all those.
For sure.
All those delicious things.
I like that. What are some of your pros?
So my biggest pro would probably relate to Christmas.
Yes.
And that is the Christmas movies.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like that.
Yes.
That
good choice.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation movie is one of the greatest.
That's okay. That's an episode we're going to do. Best Christmas movies.
Yes.
So
yes.
Expect
we'll definitely get there. But
yeah.
So, and you can kind of tie this into a con, but I hate Christmas music. I think
that's one of my pros.
I think it gets played way too early and way too much.
I agree. It does get played too early. And do not play your Christmas music in November.
No.
December 1st, no. Put on that Mariah Carey.
Yeah, maybe warm up with some, like, you know, not, I don't want like the hardcore classics.
No,
right,
that's
off the bat. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, maybe go a little more poppy mainstream.
See,
you know, I'm a big fan of the Kelly Clarkson Christmas album.
Ooh.
Me personally, and Mariah Carey also is pretty amazing.
Check out the Casey Musgraves Christmas album.
Ooh,
it's super awesome.
I'll have to check that one out.
Willie
definitely
on it.
But so I was never a big fan of the music, but I love the movies. I remember for many years, I also really loved the TBS did the 24-hour Christmas story.
Yes.
But I've just always enjoyed Christmas.
What's your
movies.
Favorite Christmas movie? Or should we save it for the episode?
Oh, let's save it. Let's save All it. Right,
let's
we'll
save it.
But there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah. I love Christmas movies too. For sure. And I love watching them with friends.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Because there's some really good ones and there's some
really,
really
bad
ones. And the bad ones are just as entertaining.
Well, that's great. Great pick. And since you mentioned it, I'll just go ahead and say it. Christmas music.
Yeah.
I'm actually a big fan of it. But I'm with you. I think it gets played too early.
Yeah.
I think you need to save it for December. But I'm a big fan of it because every year I make a Christmas playlist, and I always try to pick the most random, craziest Christmas like songs that you would never think of, and like by artists you wouldn't necessarily associate with Christmas. And it's always a fun challenge every year to sort of come up with that. So I enjoy that. For me,
so,
I enjoy that.
So listeners, you can expect at some point we will put Edgar's
we should do a Christmas playlist episode.
Online. I don't know if I could do a playlist as well.
I think you can.
We'll
do like 5 songs.
Because my desire to listen to that much Christmas music is...
Let's just say we've gotten some really good Christmas music lately, though. Casey Musgraves, Chance the Rapper. Like, we've gotten some good stuff. So, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, those Chance the Rappers are pretty good.
So, one thing we've sort of just been alluding to and just... sort of beating around the bush about is Christmas means spending time with friends and family.
Yeah.
And I think any excuse to spend with friends and family is like, it's totally worth it. And I love that during the holiday, like I've already set up, like we're going to go to Six Flags on this day. We're going to hang out on this day. We're going to do Friendsgiving on this day. We already did Friendsgiving. We're going to do Secret Santa on this day and we'll do this. And then also you'll see family that you haven't seen in a while. And, you know, sure, there's some negatives with that, but overall, at least, you know, in my experience, it's something that I look forward to.
Well, you're a family man.
For sure.
It's interesting because we come from two very different family styles. But I do enjoy seeing family because, again, even though it can be stressful for some, there's also that mentality that when you see your family for the Christmas times, you should be very, you know, like, thankful, very grateful to see them again.
Right.
But I do look forward to Christmas this year. It's a holiday that I've always dreaded when it comes around because it gets so stressful.
Right.
But then once it's over, you're like, ah, okay.
I did it.
Let's cruise into that next year.
Now. Let's cruise into New Year's.
Yeah.
Which we'll do some New Year's stuff too.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm a big fan of
New Year's. And this is a big New Year's because it's the end of the decade. So expect a lot of end of decade lists from us.
Yes, we're going to get wild this year.
Yeah, we're going to get wild. Yeah, it sort of seems like we have this.
I'm
going to
give away my car.
Phil put it out there. He said it here first. Follow us on at Daily Sunnyside if you want to win Phil's car. And leave us a 5-star review. That's how you win it.
Yeah,
that's
how you have to like our posts.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Yes, and write a 5-star review. Yes, and share it with 5 friends.
And you will win a 2012 Mazda 3
with about 117,000 miles.
Hatchback.
Yeah.
Hatchback.
Yeah.
So it's practical.
I'll just have to clean it out.
So get ready. Get ready for that car.
Yeah, I'm an upgrade.
I love that.
I'm getting ready for an upgrade.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that. All right.
I'm not giving my car away.
No, we're just joking.
But, you know, maybe around this time, if we have some more active listeners, then...
we'll do a gift.
Yeah, give some stuff away.
All right, well, that is...
Taco Bell gift cards.
Okay, we're...
Small puppies.
We are wrapping up the show. Chains. Okay. any more positives for
no. the winter? No. I think there will be a lot of positive talk as winter slowly works its way.
Yeah, let's get to it then.
I'm very excited, though, you know, change of the season. It's been hot here in Texas for so long.
For sure.
You know, time to cool off.
Time to cool off. All right, so for this upcoming month, things you can expect. One, Star Wars stuff. More Star Wars stuff.
Yes, very much.
Two, Christmas stuff,
yes.
Holiday stuff, and three, end of year lists. So pretty much have our December planned out. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
yeah. This
is the best time. If you like our show, share it with your friends and family. It means a lot to us. And this would be a great time to do it because there's going to be a lot of fun and awesome content.
Yes.
And if you like what we're doing, let us know at Daily Sunnyside. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time.